Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our question and answer series, we were talking about the person that repents because he is sorry that he got caught in sin, not sorry for the sin that he committed. Let's continue with that today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says.
We think everybody should show us mercy, but how do we show mercy to others? So the man who owed little, he realizes the man needs the greater consequence of the man that owed much because of the earlier forgiveness he gave him. He could not extend to this man that owed little. So he wasn't of a repentant heart. Rather, it was only the avoidance of the consequence that he actually had come to him. And at first, the king had decided, I'll just take that upon myself. I'll just suffer the loss of it. But now, he's going to hold him accountable. You see, the original forgiveness did not change him. How many have prayed prayers to avoid hell, but did not give their life to Christ in repentance and faith? How many Christians have stopped a sin, not be public? You know, it's something that wasn't publicly, you might say, revealed. Instead of having sorrow for their sin, they just kind of stopped a sin not to have it revealed. But it didn't change your heart towards the Lord and the things of the Lord. There's not sorrow for sin. Now, I hope that you understand this, that God wants you, in this situation, you might say, to be the adult Christian, Christ-likeness. Keep it in mind. Do the right thing according to the Word of God. That's what you keep in mind. What is right for me to do according to the Word of God? They may not change, but don't allow their opposition keep you from doing the right thing before God. And let me say this, my friend. You have written me a letter, and you just had a lot of opposition, people that have really done some things to you, and I've not shared that on this question-answer period of some of the things that we could have shared here, but I didn't want the people to get that. And you are wrestling with the idea of forgiveness, especially after reading about and Ben-Hadad and Ahab. Boy, and just Ben-Hadad was a wicked, unsaved person, king. Ahab was a king. He was part of the children of Israel. He was part of the southern tribe. But the truth of the matter is, he did not have the heart to obey the commands of God and do the right thing. And that bothers me in this day in which we live. You know, I counsel marriages. And when a young couple comes into me for premarital counseling, I will say this to both the man and the lady. As they are going through the counseling sessions before marriage, I give them this advice, this truth from God. I say, you're making vows. A vow is a promise. A promise that you're going to keep what promises that you made. You're giving your word. If your word is not important, then you're the lowest of the low, you're scum and slime. Now, I say it that way to the couple, when I'm talking to them. And then I go on to tell them, your vows are for better, for worse, sickness and in health, richer, poor, to love, to honor, to cherish, till death do us part. Now, to be honest with you, I go further with these people. I'll say, all right, let's just say better. He does not provide. He is always out doing things. He doesn't really give you the time like he did before. He just doesn't really have time. He's out with the guys. He's playing ball. He goes out fishing, leaves you at home. And on we could go of all the things that guy does. It seems so sweet when you were dating. Or she doesn't clean the house. I mean, she is sloppy. She is just nothing that would be, you could be really proud of, more ashamed of, if anybody came to your house. Could be worse instead of better. Sickness. I actually know of it, one that was in an accident and could not be the partner to their spouse, meaning they would never have children. So the other spouse had given their word to be faithful till death do us part. To love thee and thee only, to love, honor, and cherish. So it could be richer, but it could be poorer. You're moving every month to beat the rent. But sometimes that worse can be, whether it's on the part of a man or the part of a woman, that worse can be they have an affair. I was in one church where a man had three affairs. Now you say, oh, that's terrible, but now I've had a woman that's had that many or more affairs. So I've had them in both ways, where in different places, their spouse, their word meant anything to them, is still to love, honor, and cherish. Now, there are consequences come in on that, of course. To have a woman or have a man, whatever the case may be, that says, forgive you, we'll stay married, and I'll still love, honor, and cherish you. But their trust is hurt towards you. And it's going to take a while for you to rebuild that trust, if it gets rebuilt at all. But at least they need to forgive you and not scream at you every time they think about it again and again and again. Now, I'm saying all that to say, when you're giving your word in marriage, that's a vow that's so important. Let me tell you why it's important. And folks, I've gone away from the text now of my letter, but I think this is important for you to grasp. In Ephesians, so often we go to Ephesians chapter 5, and we get down there, wives, obey your husbands as unto the Lord. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might purify to himself a holy church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing. Now, he's going to sanctify it unto himself, all these things. And then many preachers, and I've been one of them, many of us have used that, because it's still a good thing to use about the husband-wife relationship, because the wives are to obey their husbands, and the husband, they're to be in subjection, the husbands to love their wife, to even be willing to give their life for that lady. But when it gets down to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 32, all of that from verse 21 on, he says, I speak concerning Christ and the church, his bride, in other words. Wow. Do you see that all of that was demonstrating salvation? See, salvation is not a picture of marriage. Our marriage should be a picture of what our salvation is. And so, if you're a husband, you've got the greater responsibility, because you're to love that wife as Christ loved the church. And you think you're saved, you're part of the church. And so how many times has God forgiven you? How many times have you been able to come to Him with the problems of your heart and pour out your heart to Him and He's listened? Can your wife do that to you? Wife, how often have you resisted your husband? Not been in subjection. The one that yells, that screams, that's an embarrassment not only to the husband, but to the children and the rest of the family. She's got to have her own way. And so, I'm just saying is this, husband in the marriage, you're representing what Christ is to be to the church. Your marriage should, if you're saved, your marriage should be a reflection of the relationship with Christ. So you're to be to your wife what Christ is to the church. Your wife is to be to you is what the church is to be to Christ. And what, if you're a man, you know your responsibility is actually greater than even a woman. But nonetheless, a woman has a great responsibility to be in subjection to the husband as unto the Lord. So again, I want you to see that this thing is so important. So when we talk about forgiveness, because we're saved, we forgive when people come to repent. Now, I've had people come to me and tell me about something going on, and they say, well, you just got to forgive them. But you know what? God didn't forgive me till I've come to Him in repentance and faith. Didn't just say, well, Lord, you got to forgive him. You got to forgive him anyway. No. The Lord doesn't forgive me of my sin until I come to Him confessing my sin in repentance and faith, knowing of His love that He will forgive me and He will cleanse me. And that has to be our attitude. Just like men, we're to love, honor, and cherish, and the wife, you're to love, honor, and cherish. Well, that's your spouse, but in the local church, it's to love one another even as Christ loved us. Remember, Jesus in John chapter 13, He said, the new commandment I give you, it was greater than the Old Testament commandment. The Old Testament commandment was to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, your body, your mind. Oh, man, your strength. Love Him with all of that. He says, no, I give you a new commandment. It's going to be a lot harder. Love one another as I, that is, as Jesus has loved you. So, you don't just forgive people that don't repent, but pray that they will repent, and you be the first to forgive. And all that what they have done may have hurt you badly, but forgive them. Well, part of that answer I just gave you is I read, but most of these last things here, I expanded on it, but we did give that lady. And I thank her for writing and asking about that and also being a listener to the Lamp and Light radio broadcast. And so that is a special thing as well.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
It's true. We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website, and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will